Hello, welcome to the Final Cut, RN's weekly cinematic fix. My name is Jason DeRosso. Today, what happened to India's rich tradition of films beyond Bollywood? I'll speak to a critic who says that that tradition is alive and well. Plus, a review of a new documentary about the controversial American photographer Robert Mapplethorpe. And to get the ball rolling, a portrait of American dirty tricks and paranoia.
Before we get on to the stories, I need to know more about you.
I'm 29 years old. I work as a private contractor for the NSA, for the CIA. I've worked in various jobs in the intelligence industry for the last 9 years. Listen, they're going to come for me. And now that we've made contact, they're going to come for all of you too.
How about we just start with your name, okay?
My name is Edward Joseph Snowden.
At first glance, the story of Edward Snowden, the CIA whistleblower who leaked information about the US government's widespread internet surveillance to the world's press in 2013, has all the ingredients of a good thriller. A story of espionage that crosses the globe. It's about a patriotic, staunch young Republican who becomes disillusioned with his own government, then goes on the run until he ends up in exile in Russia, joined by a loyal, long-suffering girlfriend. And yet, in the hands of writer-director Oliver Stone, it's neither engaging nor provocative. Bland is not a word you'd normally attribute to Stone's career, which has seen him tackle American conspiracies and paranoia before, of course, perhaps most notably in his 1991 film about the Kennedy assassination, JFK. Stone's films are usually bold, full of hyperbole and symbolism. Do you remember that scene in his football movie, Any Given Sunday, that kept cutting to the chariot race from Ben-Hur on a television set? But there is something bland about Snowden, and it's partly down to the terrible casting of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's particularly effectless in this role. Admittedly, he's playing someone not known for effusive behaviour. But where the real-life Edward Snowden has a touch of vulnerability, Gordon-Levitt has a kind of bulletproof movie star pluckiness that's hard to empathise with. Perhaps if the actor was given more room to simmer, to panic, and slowly unravel. But at just over 2 hours duration, Snowden feels airless as a movie. It opens in a Hong Kong hotel and a meeting with journalists, a meeting incidentally that was so well captured in Laura Poitras's 2014 documentary Citizen 4. Then the movie flashes back to tell the story episodically, and pretty soon you realise how overburdened with dialogue it is. And as it progresses, there are even tedious monologues about government accountability and civil liberties that serve to both underline and simultaneously deaden the film's message. When Stone introduces Edward Snowden's epilepsy about halfway through the movie, it seems like an opportunity to delve into the psychological side of this thriller. But his attempts to evoke a woozy, claustrophobic atmosphere with distorting lenses and impressionistic shots of him framed through kitchen steam or flames at a backyard barbecue fail to channel much in the way of his hero's inner turmoil. Oliver Stone seems to have conceived of this film as some kind of grand choral piece, given the size and the calibre of his cast. But he doesn't handle the secondary characters particularly well. The Welsh actor Rhys Ifans, who adopts a steel-brushed baritone and a fedora to play a duck-hunting CIA elder, is almost laughable. And Nicolas Cage, in the role of a disgraced computer scientist, is so boffin-like he could almost be carving magic wands at Hogwarts. None of the rest of them, from Melissa Leo to Zachary Quinto to Tom Wilkinson, do anything extraordinary. Though Shailene Woodley's middle American girlfriend is not bad. With a few well-executed conventional action sequences, all might have been forgiven. Snowden has its fair share of secret CIA compounds and intelligence nerve centres, so you'd think that Stone, with his co-writer Kieran Fitzgerald, might have come up with a couple of moments at least to get you on the edge of your chair. Instead, it's an endless cycle of slightly glamorous office arguments, lovers' tiffs, and newsroom debates. All for a noble cause, it's true, but in the meantime, Snowden, as a movie, forgets what a thriller is supposed to do. Snowden is out. this week.
That, Mr. Snowden, is the state of the world. Secrecy is security, and security is victory.